It's that time again. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show. And here he is, passing out handfuls of salted pistachio nuts and tipping his hat. That guy with the endless supply of smiles and toe-tapping tunes. Your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. It's definitely that time again. Time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello again, my good friends and neighbors. I hope your day is just as peachy as mine. Peach sounds pretty good right now. I remember the peaches my grandfather used to grow in his small backyard in downtown St. Louis. Grandpa always knew how to bring a little bit of the country into the city. He was special that way. He was a man of many talents. He could navigate through the worst of big city traffic, but he could also cast a line to catch a big old bass. I am Jason Kirkman, the Nickel Soda Pop Man. Just trying to bring back the Nickel Soda Pop. No, not the ice cold drink, but the concept about the good life we used to enjoy. A time when grandpas taught us so many things, often without saying a word. Let's get started with all the fun we have here every week, right here, right now, on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. She smells just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee. An awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
That was Frank Sinatra, Old Blue Eyes himself, with the coffee song. Here's Terry Stafford with his great hit, Suspicion.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me. Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicion.
Oh, it's my heart. should meet tomorrow. I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part of sight?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious cause your love is so hard to find.
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me?
A man by the name of Jules Renard once wrote, "Laziness is nothing more than the habit of resting before you get tired." You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Hey, you! Come out here on the floor. Let's rock some more. Come out of here on the floor. Honey, let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip and work out. Ah, my mama, move up.
First step.
Honey, move back.
Second step.
Shuffle to the left.
Third step.
Wobble to the right.
Fourth step.
Now it's plain to see you wanna hurt no me, but it's a natural fact. So work out. Yeah, baby, work out.
Work, baby, work out.
Honey, work out.
Work, baby,
ah,
work out.
Baby, work out.
Work, baby, work
Shum, turn
out.
The joint out.
Work, baby, work out.
Work out.
Work out.
Step back now and end this dance with a shout, so work out. Now when I tell you to shout, I want you to jump at it. Yeah, baby, let's shout.
Shout, baby, shout, shout.
Honey, let's shout.
Shout, baby, shout,
ah,
shout.
Baby, let's shout.
Shout, baby,
yeah,
shout, shout.
Turn it out, baby.
Shout, baby,
yeah.
Shout, shout.
Let's shout.
Let's shout.
Let's shout.
Let's shout.
Shout out that long ago.
In 1927, he became president of the American Olympic Committee. He played baseball in college. He was a big sports guy. And, of course, he knew how to motivate people. There's the story of the time the manager of the U.S. boxing team withdrew from the Olympics, and he motivated the boxing team to get back out there shouting, "Americans, don't quit." President Franklin Delano Roosevelt put him in charge of getting 250,000 people to enroll in the Civilian Conservation Corps. However, he didn't exactly follow those presidential orders. Instead, he got 300,000. He at one time had high hopes of becoming president himself, but it was not to be. Who was this great sportsman and motivator? It was General Douglas MacArthur.
I want my share of love, and might as well be known. But I ain't thinking of one girl to love alone. That ain't the way it's gonna be. I'm on my own and I am free. And I've been satisfied,
satisfied.
So I don't wanna be tied. Somebody's loving arms can sure be sweet, I found. But I want no one's arms to ever hold me down.
Once I get caught inside a net, I'm gonna run, I
bet. I'm gonna run and hide,
run and hide.
That I wanna be tied.
I've seen others who were matched. They thought love could stay. Once they cared and got attached,
it seems their love just slipped away. Don't want no claims on me. Don't want no change that binds. As anyone could see, I say what's on my mind.
Well, there ain't nothing I can see. I'm gonna play the field.
The field of love is wild, so I don't wanna be tied. The field of love is wild, and I don't wanna be tied. The field of love is wild, so I don't wanna be tied. I said I don't
That was Elvis Presley with I Don't Want to Be Tied. Here's Phil Harris asking a fantastic question. Is it true what they say about the South?
People brag, people boast, and consistently drink a toast to a place that a lot of them place at the top of the heap. Are they wrong? Are they right? Is there reason for their delight? I must live in doubt till the day that I find out. Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does that sun really shine all the time? Do them sweet magnolias blossom round everybody's door? Do folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about the Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every song? If they do, that's where I belong. Now if you like a sweet magnolia lane and gals as sweet as sugar cane, then hop the nearest choo-choo train, cause it's all aboard for Dixie. If you like to hear that southern drawl and gals who say, I loves you all, then there ain't no use for you to stall. You better get on down to Dixie. And if you like to hear them melodies with old Virginia harmonies and mammy songs on bended knees, it's time you went to Dixie. And if you like that real hospitality, the B-flat blues and General Lee, there ain't no other place to be. Just fly on down to Dixie. Now when you're around at the Swanee Shore, you just go and knock on any door. And then ask them who won that Civil War, cause they gonna tell you down in Dixie. I'm gonna pack my shoes and walking stick, my cotton shirt and my banjo pick if you need me. You can reach me quick, I'm on my way to Dixie. Cause it's true what they say about Dixie. Uh-huh, that sun really shines all the time. And them sweet magnolias blossom round everybody's door. And the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more. Uh-huh, it's true what they say about old Swanee. Yes, a dream by that stream is so sublime. And they laugh and they love like they say in every song. Yes, it's true. And it's mine, all mine.
I'd like to take a moment to thank you for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show and to all the stations that carry the program. There's our anchor station, 88.9 FM KHII, based out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our sister station, 97.5 FM, here in Alamogordo, New Mexico, and our other sister station, KTMN 97.9, based in Cloudcroft, New Mexico. And there's the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM in Cairo, West Virginia, WVPV, West Virginia's proud veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County. Also, rememberwhenradio.com in Columbia, South Carolina, the Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the beautiful islands, and Q-Star FM Radio out of Florida. Then there's WYAP 107.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia, WROCK, found at WLOR.net in Boston, Massachusetts, AM 1700 Radio Richmond, based out of San Francisco, California, Classic Hits 1630 AM in Denver, Colorado. Then there's DeepOldies.com, DarkClassicsRadio.com, and WRSG 91.5, serving Middleburn, West Virginia, their Nights Radio. WFSN 96.7 FM, serving Union City, Pennsylvania, and the American Senior Radio Network, based in Vancouver, Washington. Also, Sunny 105.7 WUUK LP, serving Crawford County, Pennsylvania, and Radio Satellite 2, based in Paris, France, and also Tasman 97.7 FM out of Southeast Australia. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. I'd like to remind you now that the Jason Kirkman Show is proudly underwritten by all my good friends at SudsySoapery.com as well as MySudsyCrate.com. They're manufacturers of natural soaps, shaving creams, deodorants, and so many more products. I use them to turn my bathroom into my own personal spa. Don't forget, the checkout code is the word Jason. And now I'd like to remind you that it's a good thing, it's an important thing to spend time with the ones you love, especially your children. Well, just the other day, my son and I went up into the canyon and did a little target practicing. And what a good time we had together. Do something you like together with your children. You're listening to the Jason Kirkman Show.
Get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Baby mine. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, honey.
Honey.
Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, babe.
Hey.
Yonder come a man with a sack on his back. You get it, I'll get it, babe.
You get a line and I get a pole.
You get it, I'll get it, we'll go.
Honey, baby mine.
What you gonna do when the pond goes dry, honey?
Honey.
What you gonna do when the pond goes dry, babe?
Hey.
What you gonna do when the pond goes dry? Sit on the banks, watch the crawdads die.
Honey, baby mine.
You get up, I'll get
up. You get up, I'll get up.
You get up, I'll get
up. You get up, I'll get up.
You get up.
Honey, baby mine.
The cost of a gallon of gas was only 39 cents, and the average cost of a new car was $3,750. You could buy a piece of Samsonite luggage for $62, and the average income for the year was $13,900. You could get a house for rent at $185 a month. The cost of a new home, $35,500, and the cost of a first-class postage stamp was only 8 cents. How about a dozen eggs for 78 cents or a gallon of milk at $1.31? The president was Richard M. Nixon and his vice president was Spiro T. Agnew. What year was it? Well, it was 1974.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Hey, yeah. But they fought with Chung. He said, here comes the big boss. Let's get it on. We took a bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little.
Well, my friends and neighbors, it is time once again for me to say goodbye, and I want to thank you for spending this portion of your day with me. You know, I just love southern New Mexico. Absolutely love it here. The climate is fantastic, about 98 to 99.579% of the time, and it is just wonderful here. We've got a little bit of everything right here, including fine dining, great historical sites, and beautiful weather to enjoy almost any kind of sport you can think of. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. Go to any one of those sites, and you'll see exactly what I mean. From hiking the trails through the desert or the mountains, to even snowboarding, fishing, kayaking, you name it, we've got it. I want to remind you to spend time with the ones you love this week. Quality time. Think about what that means. Quality time, especially with the kids. It's so important. That's how you and I can start by bringing back the nickel soda pop. Don't forget to lend a helping hand to someone in need this week, because you just might change their life, or you might just change their day. Either way, it's enough. I'm going to leave you with a great song by Mr. Brooke Benton called Don't It Make You Want to Go Home. Well, friends, my prayer for you this week is that you'll have a fantastic day, a fantastic week, and whatever you do will be blessed. I'll see you next time right here on this fantastic station for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Or the whippoorwill roof on the telephone pole, and the Georgia sun goes down. Well, it's been a long time but I'm glad that I'm going back to my hometown. Going down to the Greyhound station, gonna buy me a one-way fare. And if the good Lord's willing and the preach don't rise by tomorrow, I'm gonna be there. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you wanna go home? There's a six-lane highway down by the creek where I went skinny dipping as a child, and a drive-in show where the meadows used to grow and the strawberries used to grow wild. There's a drag strip down by the river side where my grandma's cow used to graze. Now the grass don't grow and the river don't flow like it did in my childhood days.
Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home?
Well, all God's children get weary when they roam. Lord, I wanna go home. All the God's children get weary when they're on. Now don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? Now don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? All the God's children get weary when they're on. Man, I'm going off.